The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Candace Owens interviewed Hunter Biden in one of the most insane podcasts I have ever put myself through. We will show you the most embarrassing moments, including Candace saying that she will not ask any questions about Joe Biden, and also her threatening Tim Pool's life. Stick around to the end as well, because Tucker Carlson says something egregious in favor of jihadists, and his own followers actually called him out for it. So Candace Owens had Hunter Biden on because, of course, anybody but a true traditional conservative for her show. And I'm not going to tease what's to come. I want to show you the most insane parts right off the get-go. So Candace Owens and Hunter Biden were talking about doxing, and Candace once again made the point that she was the victim because people had started talking about her family, including her husband, while conveniently leaving out the fact that she's made hundreds of episodes doxing other people, including Erica Kirk and Erica's children.
Because you have people who now, you basically spoke your truth and they decided that you cannot exist. And so therefore, I don't know if it's going to happen, but for some reason, I think it's appropriate for me to say, tell you what Candace's address is, who lives there, and the level of security she
Tim
has.
Yeah, Tim Pool doing that was one of the most, it was so obvious what he was doing.
My dad said to me, I have to stop saying the F word.
But it was, to me was like, it's a declaration of war. Like, they know I homeschool my kids, they know, and he's describing the security apparatus, and he's doing it in this rant, trying to be impassioned about the fact that I don't support Israel, or I don't support Eric, whatever his motivation was. There is zero reason that you would be describing the perimeter of my house outside of wanting someone to get harmed. Yeah. And like, first of all, I'm not like Tucker Carlson, and I say this to people all the time. That's why I get so worried, because when Tucker gets accosted in public, he just has this like total happy warrior demeanor. I will claw someone's eyes out for my kids. Like, I am not the property to try. We will shoot you. Like, I will shoot you, and I will kill you, and I will happily go to prison.
Or Candace, you could just stop doxing people. She has done this her entire career. In 2014, when she started getting into politics, she doxed conservatives, then she started doxing leftists, and now she just doxes whoever she wants. And the only reason anyone has brought up how Candace Owens' investigations or movements work is because that's what she's done to her political enemies for decades now. By the way, what she says about Tim Pool there, completely false. Never once does he actually dox her. The only time that someone's actually successfully doxed Candace Owens on purpose was when they got her to dox her own lawyer. That's the only time that's ever happened. And that was her lawyer. It wasn't her, her family, her kids. By the way, I've said it a million times. I do not think anybody should dox anybody. That is off limits in politics, in investigations. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the worst person in the world. Doxing is not okay. As we've talked about before, Candace will literally film a full episode talking about how she has people stalking Erica Kirk and her kids. And then the next day, she will come out as a victim for people doxing her. Completely ridiculous. But I show you that clip to set the stage for some of the stuff we're about to watch together. Candace set some ground rules as well when she started the interview. This was very pathetic. The first ground rule she set, and she just came out and told her audience this, was that she would not be talking about Joe Biden with Hunter Biden.
So I want to just sort of get into the Hunter Biden story. I will say to the audience right now, I have already made the pledge right when I got on the phone with you that, like, obviously I'm not going to make you say anything bad about your father, because that would just be completely demonic to be like, say something terrible about your father. Everyone knows my opinions, my political perspectives. They're already out there. He is your dad. So that is separate. from my viewpoint.
Because there's no way I possibly could.
Yeah.
Okay. So not only did she not talk bad about Biden, she didn't talk about him at all. They just steered clear of the subject, which is crazy for two reasons, really. The first is the only reason we even know who Hunter Biden is because of Joe Biden. So you would think if we were talking to Hunter Biden, we would bring up his own father. I'm not saying we have to make Hunter Biden disparage his father. You know, I think Joe Biden's a horrible person. At the same time, I don't think family members should be turned against each other. But for Candace to not even ask questions about Joe Biden or actually hold him to account is crazy. And here's a second reason why it's crazy that Candace wouldn't bring up Biden. Candace purports to be a conservative Christian commentator. And she has the leftist son of a Democrat president and did not push back on his ideologies at all. Never once. She is buddy-buddy with him the entire time. As I've said before about her and Tucker Carlson, we have seen combative interviews. They know how to do it. Candace Owens has actually come out with some amazing stuff back in the 2020 era. Back in her era with PragerU and The Daily Wire, she put out some stuff that was very combative and quite good. Tucker Carlson has put out some very combative things with Ted Cruz, for example, or Ambassador Huckabee, for example. But when it comes to a leftist, again, the son, who was corrupt with his father, who was the vice president and president of the United States, nothing. No combativeness. We know they can do this to them if they want. So it's crazy when Candace just brazenly hangs out with leftists and offers little to no pushback. Nathan Livingston put together a really good timeline showing how Candace used to hold people like Hunter Biden accountable, and then she decided to go full leftist.
Hunter Biden, welcome to the Candace Owens Show. But now it's been so long, people have forgotten about all of the weird things that were in that laptop. I mean, this family is so powerful that they are still keeping the media quiet about the most demented aspects of what was found on that laptop. I would rank Hunter Biden up there. I would rank Hunter Biden as top three interviews that I would like to do. I know what my account got frozen for on Twitter at the time. It was the text messages between Jim Biden, that's Hunter Biden's uncle, and Hunter Biden regarding an allegation that Hallie made that after getting her addicted to crack, Hunter Biden was sexually inappropriate with her daughter, meaning Beau's daughter, meaning his niece. That's what the text messages were talking about. And by the way, she would have been underage at that time. Media doesn't talk about it.
I listen to you and I go, right on.
After getting her addicted to crack, Hunter Biden was sexually inappropriate with his niece. She would have been underage at that time. Hunter Biden and Candace Owens. Get excited, you guys.
She went from wanting to expose Hunter Biden for a legitimate corruption case against him to befriending him, asking zero hard questions, and instead exposing a widow for grieving for her husband's assassination. And that was, what, 15, 16 months in between those two clips that you saw. It is the most obvious corruption of her soul, and yet she still has followers who think she's consistent. Very sad. Another example of this is when her and Hunter were talking about the various assassination attempts on conservatives over the past few years. Any normal person would just say point blank that assassination attempts are bad. Candace and Hunter Biden, however, say it was all staged.
Butler or Charlie or
Butler the, makes no
the,
sense.
These things that it's just not right. And I mean, it's so glaringly not right. It's almost as if they're just saying,
F you. They're not even
I
trying.
Don't care.
We don't even
you know
get
what?
Good psyops anymore. And that's what I keep saying. I'm like, it's so disrespectful that we're not even getting good psyops anymore. Like we're supposed to believe he survived four assassination attempts, the first president that's ever survived four assassination attempts.
Yeah.
They lie to us about things, they make a big deal, and then they make it want to, it's going to go away. They're going to keep pretending and telling us that this is a totally normal grieving widow, okay? No one's buying that. Like, something's just not right here. Everyone can see that. This is not how you would react to your husband being shot. And this sort of just, I'm fine, and two weeks later, I fully accept the narrative. I have no interest in anything else. It's over. Let's close it. I forgive him. Let's move on. You're asking us to abandon our common sense and our humanity is what you're asking us to do. And that kind of seems like where we're at. Like, they're insisting on this. And I'm going, where is this going to go? Because we're not doing the thing they want us to do. Like, they are just constantly giving us slop all the time. I mean, even the recent White House Correspondents' Dinner, there was so much theater to it after. So much theater. And now it's kind of, okay, Secret Service maybe shot each other and we're just going to kind of quietly move on. but Trump needs a ballroom. Like, that's a normal reaction. Hey, there's a shooting duck. Hey, well, we better get that ballroom.
And by the way, it's going to cost $1 billion now. And by the way, it's not from donors. And by the way, we're going to do it. Like, it's just like, it's just the constant, like, talk about gaslighting.
It's been, this has been just this, and we're not even, are we even a year into Trump's second term?
We're a little over a year.
A little over a year.
She doesn't even know how far we are into a Trump presidency. And you want us to take you seriously as a political commentator. She's supposed to be the top political channel in the world. Even Hunter Biden, who is high as a kite, is like, yeah, we're a little over a year, dummy. Like, how do you not know this? She is in lockstep with Democrats. Their agenda is indistinguishable. You see people like Candace Owens. You see people like Hassan Piker, both of them talking about how these assassination attempts are staged, both wanting to delegitimize violence against traditional conservatives. It's because they're all part of one movement. Another thing that's crazy about this, if you were trying to look moral, you would probably find some fake priests, maybe some social workers to do podcasts with them. That's what Tucker Carlson has done. After all, he's had mustache nuns on to talk about, you know, the horrible things happening in Gaza when Israel was defending itself. But Candace Owens is so brazen, she goes out and finds Hunter Biden, a druggie who hires prostitutes and did insider work with his politician father. That's who she thought would be a great way to bridge the right and the left, when in reality it was just the new and the old left. One of the narratives I'm seeing from people online is that it's sad that we can't talk across the aisle. I've spoken out against this interview online, and I see a lot of people saying, oh, but we should. It's awesome that Candace Owens talked to Hunter Biden. Amazing that left and right-wing people can come together. First off, Candace Owens, not right-wing. Second off, that is total crap. If Candace sat down with Hunter, pressed him on all the shady stuff that he's done with his father, talked about how his dad was a puppet, and exposed all their family secrets, I'd be impressed. I'd be like, cool, okay, yeah, that was very interesting. And even if Hunter Biden wants to push back, very cool. I love it when people who disagree get together and hash things out, especially if they put it out on the internet so people can see it. All good with that. But she didn't do that. She did what Tucker always does. She brought him on to legitimize his beliefs and launder her own beliefs through him so later she could have plausible deniability and say, no, I never said that. That's what Hunter Biden said. But it's like you didn't push back against him. The only reason you had him on your show was for him to say that. Finally, as you'd expect with every single person like this, with a combination of cocaine from Hunter and dreams from Candace, Candace and Hunter Biden talked about how Israel was trying to control Biden the whole time.
I want you to look at the conspiracy. Go look up Gal Luft and Alexander Smirnov. They're the two principal individuals that made the only claim that people hung their hat in Congress and elsewhere as it relates to my dad and corruption, bribery and stuff like that. One of them is a fugitive from justice wanted by Interpol in the United States government, Gal Luft, who is a former IDF officer who is believed to be living in Israel as a fugitive, which the Israelis will not help us locate. And the other one is Alexander Smirnov, who is a known Israeli intelligence agent. Those are the two people who was in a prison in the United States, so serving 6 years, and they can't find him. Bureau of Prison can't find him in his prison, in the prison. He is on furlough, but no one knows where he's been furloughed to. The only passport that he has is an Israeli passport.
It's always Israel, guys. It could not possibly be that there were corrupt Democrats in office from 2021 to 2025. That could not be it. Do not hold them accountable. We must not hold Democrats accountable. Instead, if we push the blame off on a foreign nation, Biden can keep his family library and we can keep electing Democrats in the future. So this is the most obvious psyop in the world, you guys. Nobody should fall for this. This is Candace Owens. I've talked about others like Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson trying to legitimize Democrats. And anything you may not like about them from the past, it actually wasn't Democrats' fault. It was Israel. Quick thing I wanted to share with you guys. I've been using a platform called Insight Bridge for the past week, and it's actually been a really helpful thing for me. It's basically an AI-guided reflection session that helps me process what's actually going on underneath the surface through the work stress, sometimes the harsh comments that I get on the show, or just everyday difficulties, things that you don't usually think through. With Insight Bridge, there's also a real licensed professional reviewing your sessions and sending you thoughtful letters that help you see the patterns that you're missing. It's not therapy. A lot of it is AI guided. It's more like having a coach and a mirror that is just telling you some things that maybe you had not considered. If you're interested, I put a link in the show notes. They're offering a free initial session so that you can check it out. Again, no pressure. Just wanted to let you guys know about something that I've been using. Tucker Carlson is getting massive backlash right now online, even from some of his own fans, for coming out with one of the most heinous podcasts ever. And I've got a clip to show you of it. He downplays jihadism and says it's not a big deal.
What percentage of the people in that room know Ed Gallroon or know, or are related to him? Are his neighbors were paid to be there? We don't know the answer. There's nobody there. So how'd this guy win? Well, he won on mail-in ballots. And we'll sort of leave it to online sleuths to determine whether that's legitimate or not. Who knows? Because if you're willing to pour tens of millions of dollars into a Republican primary in the 4th District of Kentucky, you're probably willing to do whatever it takes. And maybe they did. We don't know that. Not alleging it. But we do know that's not what democracy looks like. Democracy is the process by which people express their will, by which they say, this is how we want our country to be run because it's our country. It doesn't belong to Miriam Adelson or Paul Singer or Israel or Big Pharma for that matter or any other small group of rich people. It's not the plaything of billionaires. That doesn't belong to the oligarchs. It belongs to us. And here's what we want. And you can't ignore us because we're the owners here. And this is a shareholders meeting and we're voting. And when people win in a race like this, there's evidence of it. And that evidence takes very familiar forms. Enthusiasm, joy, and just sheer numbers. Like people show up. They can't believe it. We beat the evil Thomas Massey with his jihadi backers. This is a blow against Islamic Jihad, whatever that is. Islamic Jihad, which along with Hamas is one of the big problems in the 4th District of Kentucky. They've been very, very concerned about Islamic Jihad and Hamas and Hezbollah for a long time in Covington.
Tucker knows what Islamic Jihad is because he has fought against it for decades at this point. Literally my entire life. I've been into politics my whole life. My dad always watching political shows. And I'm young and I'm watching the screen of Tucker Carlson on CNN or Fox News pointing out how evil jihadism is and how horrible it is for the West. And now he's acting like it doesn't exist. He's acting like he never had those opinions. Thousands of Christians have died just in the last 2 months alone because of jihadism. Muslims are taking over communities all over the Midwest right now, including Kentucky, by the way, where Thomas Massey got unseated. It is a very real problem. I've spoken to lots of Americans all over the U.S. who are struggling with this. But according to Tucker Carlson, it's the Jews that are influencing Kentucky. How much money did it take for him to do this? That's my real question. Because people do not change like this in their 50s. On a dime. He has fought jihadism for years. For years. He's been a fantastic proponent of Western values, and now he doesn't do any of it. Not only does he not do it, he actively fights against the West. His beliefs have not been an evolution. Sometimes you can see, oh, they're slowly kind of shifting. It has been black and white for Tucker Carlson. He went from 20 years of fighting radical Islam to being on Iranian state-sponsored media 24/7. I'm sorry, it's not natural. It's not someone who convinced him. That is a decision he made, and he made it for a reason. So a new poll came out that has Democrats and Groypers very excited. The Tucker Carlson right, or the new left, or whatever you want to call it, the woke right, they're very excited about this. And of course, they're excited together because they are one in the same. And I want to show you these polls. They came out from TPSI, a leftist pollster, and we'll get into what that means in a second. But they came out with a lot that essentially just describe where we're at in America right now. And you can judge for yourself if you believe these polls are correct or not. So let me go through them. For those of you who are just listening, I'll read them all off and I'll put them up on the screen for you to see. The first question is, if the 2026 midterm elections were held today, who would you vote for in your congressional district? 46% said Democrat, 40% said Republican, 2.9% a third party, and 10% undecided. Okay, so if you look at those polls, that is actually not too bad for Republicans. Historically, people can be down by 10, 12, 14 points in the midterms, and 10% undecided means Republicans have a chance to catch up. Next question. You'll see these questions tend to shift towards the end. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump is doing as president? 21% say strongly approve, 19% somewhat, 8% somewhat disapprove, and strongly is 49%. So not great numbers for Donald Trump. Net negative is 16%. Next question is, generally speaking, do you think things in this country are going in the right direction or wrong direction? 30% said right, 62% said wrong. Next question, who did you vote for in the 2024 presidential election? This is a massive clue for how accurate this poll is. 44% said Donald Trump and 44.3% said Kamala Harris. Obviously, those were not the results of the actual election, and this is a big clue into how accurate this poll will be. I'm not so sure that this poll is going to be very accurate, because it's one thing to say that you believe in something. In this poll, it says 10% of the people who answered this did not even vote. So essentially, you can just completely disregard 10%, because if they didn't vote before in 2024, I'm just going to wager they're not going to vote in 2026. And the fact that right here, there's more people who voted for Kamala Harris that took this poll than Donald Trump shows it's left-leaning by quite a lot. The next question is, please rank the following issues from most important to least important. Economy and jobs is number one, 41%. The rest are not even close. Second is political corruption, was at 14%. So 41 to 14%. Anybody telling you that democracy or education is going to make a difference in the elections is lying to you. It's the economy over and over again. After that is immigration at 9%, healthcare at 8.5%, and just goes down from there. Next question is, in the last month, how difficult has it been for your household to pay your usual expenses? Very difficult is 19, somewhat difficult is 38, not very difficult 22, not at all difficult 18. So that's 58% of people struggling. Those are the numbers, in my opinion, that Trump needs to work on. And that doesn't mean that he should crack down more and try to give out money, because that's only going to make it worse. It means that he needs to deregulate. And he does need an off-ramp in Iran so that gas prices, also, all consumer prices will go down as well. Next question. When you consider Donald Trump's foreign policy, whose interests do you believe it primarily serves? 23% said the American people. 19% said mostly the American people. 8% said a balance. 13% said mostly foreign allies. And 24% said mostly foreign allies like Israel. That's 43% to serving Americans to foreign allies, 38%. So most people believe that Trump is America first. This last page is the smoking gun that has Groypers excited. Do you support or oppose policy of mass deportations? Only 48% oppose and 46% support. I do not buy this poll at all. I'm sorry. I just don't. Next question. If you found out a candidate had accepted donations from a PAC that supports Israel, how would that affect your likelihood of voting for them? 12 and 15% said more likely or somewhat more likely, respectively. 11 and 20% said somewhat less likely and much less likely. 40.9% said no difference. Most Americans, that was the plurality of the decision, says, yeah, I don't really care if a politician has taken money from Israel or not. I feel the same way. And by the way, I say has taken money from Israel. They have not. They've taken it from Americans who are pro-Israel. That would be more accurate to say. Second to last question. Overall, do you think Donald Trump's actions as president have been too conservative, too liberal, or about the right balance? 42% say far too conservative. That is insane. 11% say somewhat too conservative. 31% say the right balance. 2% say somewhat too liberal. And 5% say far too liberal. Most people say too conservative. That makes absolutely no sense. The American people do not know what conservative versus liberal is. If they did, they would not say that about Donald Trump. Donald Trump has not been conservative enough, in my opinion. Final question. Do you identify as a Groyper, an individual who supports Nick Fuentes? 7.8% said they do. Now, we can talk about if those numbers are accurate or not. I want to hear your opinions in the comments below if you think they are. They clearly lean to the left, and credit to them, they showed that they do by asking them who they voted for in 2024, and obviously those numbers were off from the actual reality of the vote. But what's more important to me is the reaction to these numbers. You have the most far left and the most pro-Fuentes accounts all reacting positively to those numbers. They are the same movement now. They were very happy that 7.8% supported Nick Fuentes. They were very happy that most people think Donald Trump has been too conservative. So I really ask you, is Nick Fuentes a conservative? He is not. Clearly he is not. Whether or not the last number is true, that 7.8% needs to be zero. I think the midterms are what will really tell us how accurate these numbers are. If they are accurate, though, the Trump admin needs to make some major changes if we want to hold on to the White House in 2028. As America approaches 250 years, this is a moment to pray for the freedoms that shaped our country. Guys, I'm partnering with Alliance Defending Freedom to sign up for 5 days of prayer and join all Americans to pray for the nation's future completely free. It's a great cause. All you have to do to sign up is have an email and you will join in on a nationwide 5 days of prayer. I'm signed up and you can join me as well. I'll put a link to join at the top of the description below.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.